Video: Hundreds return to protest outside armed couple's home in St. Louis. By Amy Furr on July 5, 2020. Hundreds of protesters returned Friday to the home of the couple who confronted demonstrators with firearms on June 28 in St. Louis, Missouri. Protesters marched along the busy public boulevard called King's Highway, which intersects with Portland Place, a private street that is the site of the Renaissance Palazzo-style home of Mark McCloskey, 61, and his 63-year-old wife, Patricia, according to Yahoo News. The article continued. Chanting protesters on Friday stopped at the gate just outside the McCloskey's home for about 15 minutes. The gate that closes the private street to non-residents and extra metal barriers blocked the entrance to Portland Place, where the protesters had walked earlier in the week on their way to the mayor's home nearby. Inside the gate, more than a dozen men in plain clothes walked the grounds and peered out from a second-floor balcony of the couple's home. One protester briefly straddled an iron gate as if he was going to jump over, but did not. No one threw anything and no one behind the gate showed aggression. One man on the McCloskey's balcony clapped along with the chanting protesters. However, it was not immediately known if the McCloskeys were at home when the march took place. Friday night, photojournalism major Jennifer Sardi shared video footage of the protesters marching outside the Portland Place neighborhood. "If we don't get no justice, then they don't get no peace," the group chanted. During a protest on June 28, the McCloskeys used an AR-15 and pistol to defend their home when demonstrators allegedly broke through a gate near the house, according to Breitbart News. "I was literally afraid that within seconds they would surmount the wall and come into the house, kill us, burn the house down and everything that I had worked for and struggled for the last 32 years," Mark McCloskey later told Fox News's Tucker Carlson. "I saw it all going up in flames, and my life destroyed in an instant. And I did what I thought I had to do to protect my hearth, my home and my family," he added. Friday's protest was reportedly organized by the group Expect Us, a grassroots organization based out of St. Louis fighting for justice, its Twitter page read.